Blog Talk Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio with your boy King Sean back in the building, you know, let's do it all Thursday. Hey, check this out. It's going to be one of those days for sure. We got a special guest in the building. Hey, y'all know what it is, and you know how we do it. Every day of the week, we do the damn thing. Do I got my boy Music in the building?
Mr. Music's in the motherfucking building, baby. How you feeling?
Man, you know, one of them beautiful days, but them fucked up days, going through it all on this damn Thursday. You know how we do it. This is Through It All Thursday. It's back at you with your boy King Sean, with your co-host, Mr. Music, in the building. Hey, Music, who do we got in the building with us too, man?
Man, we got the special guest co-host today, man. Christopher Smith, the author in the motherfucking building. Man's been doing this thing. Yo, Chris, how you feeling, man?
Yo, 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 what's poppin', fam? It's definitely an honor and blessing to being up here, coming from Harvey, Harvey, Illinois. You know what I mean? Thanks for having me.
Definitely that. Thank you for the travel, man. See,
man, you know,
that's love.
For sure, man. Thanks. It's definitely an honor, man.
Check this out, Soda Poppers. We finna get into this music like we always do. And I'm definitely going to go to this local shit because, you know, I love my locals, and this is Through It All Thursday. I'm going to get into this local R&B by Iron Remedy, and it's called Let It Out on Soda Pop Radio. You dig?
Girl, compliments me a beautician. Yeah. I give instructions, I hope you listen. First things first, girl, I need you to quench my thirst. Before I start my verse, baby, gon' lift up this skirt. I'ma stare, cause it's beautiful. And I'ma take a stare. Tell me where you wanna go. And I promise, when I start them body kisses, give you what you've been missing. You won't want nobody else. I'll be kissing on your neck, chest, navel, thigh, your other side. Then look you in your eyes and say, you ready? You say, but I can't hold for long, and I say, go. Every way, and I wanna freak ya like every day. Tell me, baby, you need a nigga like I need you in my life. Baby, don't be afraid. I'm raised in the trade, so I'ma give you that good love. No bad shit forever. I'ma give you that good love. I'm talking about that shit you always dreamed of. Let's reenact our favorite movie scenes. Girl, you know I'm a freak, yeah. Hold my body tight. And if you promise to never let go, hey, I'ma give you this love forevermore. I'ma do your body right, I will. Satisfaction, ain't no need to tell me how you feel. From the shower to the bedroom to the couch. Girl, we gon' fuck on every surface in this house. I'ma make that body scream and shout.
From looking hard, you wore these jeans,
girl, you wore these jeans,
and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to
have you for myself,
baby.
You don't know what the jeans do to me, make me wanna get down on one knee.
You've got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans.
Yeah, I want to know if there's any more room for me in the DMG. Man, I know I was out at the Razz Lounge a couple of days ago, man, and I seen a lot of them that had them jeans on, man, and I was trying to wonder if there was any more for me. But, hey, that's a whole new subject and a whole new story. This is Through It All Thursday, and you in the building with your host, King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole, with my co-host, Mr. Music, Hustle Holic, Money Music, whatever you want to call the music, in the building with me. What's going down with you, Music?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Me and Chris Smith, nah, I mean, we just, man, we're kicking it with you, my dude. We're kicking it with you.
Man, you already know, man. Got kid back from last and getting that mode, man, because we going through it all around here on Thursday night, man. So, you know, I'm going to play that, man, I need my girl back type of music. I need you to get over here type of music. And I need that, oh, yeah, this is what's up type of music because it's Through It All Thursday. You know what I'm saying? But tell me about this guest that we have in the building.
Christopher
Smith. That's what
Smith.
I like to hear from him. Man, the man of the hour.
My man's was that. I've been told by a lot of people, especially Miss KO, Dana, shout out EGM, you know what I mean? She told me, hey, Music, this guy right here is doing his motherfucking thing. Radio, books, all that, you know what I mean? So my man's right here, Christopher Smith. Before we get to all the major questions, let them know first, what do you do, bro? I hear all these good things about you, but I don't think these people know, you know what I mean? So let them know what's up with you, brother.
I mean, if anything, I think the best describe me is that I just grind, you know? Like, I just do everything independently. Like, a lot of people wait for, you know, a co-sign or to be signed, for a record label, but I just get out there and do me, and that's pretty much it.
That's what's up.
One more question for my man real quick. My bad, bro. One more question for my man real quick. Just so they can be clear. The grass isn't greener on the other side. That's a book you got that's out right now in stores. Like, that's major right there. How'd you come up with the name of that book? What does that book mean to? What can they expect from that, man?
Definitely, thanks for the compliment. But the book, The Grass Isn't Greener on the Other Side, is pretty much for the teens and young adults. And, you know, and it's pretty much saying that just because someone else got something better than you, you never know what they went through to go get it. And I think that's a problem with, that's one of the issues with today's society. And I think that's just a message that, you know what I mean, once the opportunity came across, I definitely took it and ran with it, you know, to reach out to the young kids and young adults to let them know that just because, you know, someone else got something better than you, you shouldn't envy that. Instead, just work harder to get that. You know what I mean? Don't just look out for the easy route, you know?
That's what's up. I have a question. What made you get into writing books?
Honestly, like, you know what I mean? I'll be a lie to say that if it was, like, it was a lifelong dream. It's just that the opportunity came across, you know, and I took it. Most people, you know, we take, like, first of all, I never said no. You know what I mean? Once something was placed on the table, I took it and I ran with it and I made the best of it. And it's like the same thing with this book. Once I had the opportunity, I ran with it, and the rest is history.
That's what's up, man. Do y'all hear that? He said he took the opportunity and ran with it. So that means he invested his time into himself to go do what he needs to do. Are y'all hearing what this man is saying? Man, we got Christopher Smith in the building, man.
Hey, but look, though, one thing that's really special about this book was that, you know, I wrote the book, but I was able to go to Western University, which is a college in Illinois, and in Alabama, it's a college named Tuskegee. I'm not sure if I pronounced it right, but I was able to get a student from each college. I wrote the book and sent it to them both so they could put their twist, so they could be more modern, more up-to-date for today's youth. So, you know, just getting the kids involved and let them know that dreams do come true. You know, anything's possible if you put your mind to it.
Definitely. And that's what we like to hear about from over here from Soda Pop Radio, man. We're trying to install this into our local artists and our people that if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. It's called mind over matter. You dig?
Yeah.
This is Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pops.
and it's just Through It All Thursday, and you know what we do, and we do what we do, and I'm going to do this, get back to the music, and we'll be right back to you. You dig?
Mama,
when we're done,
I don't feel my motivation.
Keepers, it go green light, go easy to go. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low. But hold up, wait, new position. I put her on my plate, then I do the dishes. She my motivation, I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We the baby.
And when we're done, feel my
man, it's your boy, Mr. Music, King Sean, Christopher Smith in this thing, Soda Pop Radio. Hey, yo, make sure y'all check us out December 14th, Neeson's Bar and Grill, 4851 West 123rd Street, Savage, Minnesota, 9 p.m., you know what I'm saying? You can get in free, you know what I mean, free entry with the donation of canned good or article of winter apparel, otherwise it's $5. Make sure y'all check out the hip-hop performances, Schoolboy, D-Bomb, Loke the Realist, King Fubai, C4 Solo Star, she a beast right there, boy. Gunzo Music, Polar Bear Entertainment, Moochie C, shout out Lifeline Entertainment on that. Mayhem, the Truth, and Cause. Hey, yo, man, back to Soda Pop. Yo, King Sean, what's up, baby?
Man, I'm over here feeling good on this Through It All Thursday, man, because, you know, I'm going through it all. But, man, this Soda Pop shit put a smile on niggas' face, so I'm definitely in the building with my niggas for sure. Hey, Christopher, man, we gonna have to get back to you, man. You are the man of the hour, man, and you on Soda Pop Radio.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Man, hey, honestly, like I said before, it's a blessing to be here, man. Thanks for accepting me and allowing me to come up here.
Definitely, definitely. Anything to help out, you know, our black youth to try to get, and anybody else out there in the world trying to get somewhere in their life, because that's what Soda Pop Radio is about, man. We're trying to here to put people in positions where they want to be, not where they don't want to be. So I do got to say, y'all got to stop all the violence that's going on here in the Minnesota area. We don't put them guns down. Put your hands up. Man, you got the mitts. Use the mitts, man, because them guns are just it's only two options. Either you're going to be dead in jail, period, when you're using them guns.
And we don't need no more of us dead nowadays, man. We already mourning already, and we don't need no more mourning. So, hey, I want to give a shout-out to all the family members out there that just lost their loved ones and stuff, man. Soda Pop Radio is here. If you all even ever need to call up and vent to us, man, go ahead, call up and vent to us, man. Y'all get us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. Make sure you press 1 to speak to the host, man. And your host tonight is King Sean and Mr. Music. Definitely that. And we got a special guest host in the building right now, Christopher Smith. Back to you, Mr. Smith. Now,
yo,
you got books in Barnes and Nobles.
Yes.
I would like to know personally, how was that process for you to get the books in Barnes and Noble? Because I know it's hard trying to get books in Barnes and Noble.
If anything, to start off, shout out to all the publishers out there, you know, because, like, only thing you have to do is just write a book and you sign with any publisher. But with me and my mindset, you know what I mean, I'm such an independent dude that I'm an independent publisher. So for my book, it's an 80-20 deal. And it's like, even though I'm an independent publisher, me on my own, the most I could do was, you know I mean, reach out and go through Barnes & Noble, and I got it on iBook as well.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's something big. Now, what kind of information you will be able to give to a youth that wants to write books? What's the first thing that they will have to do to get their book published or even try to create a book?
First of all, I mean, if anything, as far as writing a book for the youth, like, do what I would suggest, to make sure that they write what they feel, not because of what the next man is doing. You know, be themselves when they're going about writing a book, the same as music. But, I mean, first, most important thing is to go as far as, like, getting it copyrighted, because copyright is very, very important. And even as far as publishing, and there's different ways to go as far as publishing. But as far as copyright, you know, you got the poor man copyright, which is free when you mail it back to yourself. Or you can either pay the $35, the one-time fee, for the right through the copyright through Congress, the Library of Congress. Shout out to Mr. Music, man. I swear, and shout out to Mr. K.O., EGM, you know what I mean? Hey, it's a global takeover, man.
Yes, that's what we is. Shout out to EGM, man. Hey, I love my AGM crew, man. It's a blessing to be affiliated with them. Soda Pop is definitely affiliated with EGM. So for all y'all weak-ass people out there that don't know, yes, we rock with EGM. So get in your head. It's part of Soda Pop Radio. Soda Pop Radio is part of EGM. Y'all going through it all on this Thursday. I'm going to tell y'all.
Yep. Hey, I don't mean to cut y'all off right now, but I want to say shout-out to my team. You know what I mean? Because, like, behind every strong CEO, you got to have the most strongest team ever. You know what I mean? Shout out to my dude Iggy. Shout out to my dude Crime, Cash Blocker, Real Raw. You know what I mean? Lil Anxious. Like, everybody is getting it in. Shout out to my dude King Kong. And shout out to Shackademics. You know what I mean? He out here in Minnesota shooting videos and stuff, doing his thing. But, you know what I mean? We just all trying to get it. Everybody got their own specific single in stores as well.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. See all the love that people give out. See, that's what we need to have nowadays. Love, support each other, man. Nobody should be the weakest link. We should all should be strong and stand together, not divided. Stand together, because if we stand together, we're definitely gonna get something going. And that's what we're here for. Definitely that. But y'all already know what we're gonna do, and I'm gonna do what we do best. I'm gonna get back to this music. Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops, you know what it is.
I heard he sang a good song. Enterprise, well, my man Little B, Jerry, one time. This is how we
Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family doesn't get rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to get whoever out we need.
Soda Pop Radio, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Mr. Music. You know, the boss is back on the line, you know what I mean? King Sean, and we got Christopher Stewart in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hold on, my bad, y'all. You know, the tongue kind of slipped right there. Christopher Smith is in the house, man. You know what I mean?
Did you say Stewart? Hey, Chris, I didn't know you was my brother. Hey, I've been looking for my long lost brother. Hey, and you wrote a book? Hey, I just want 20% of the royalties. Just 20%. Just 20%. It's okay.
No doubt. So right now we're gonna ask Chris some more questions. Now, I mean, we see you involved with books. I heard about the radio, but a lot of people don't know that you rap also. You got a team behind you. Obviously, they doing good things too. Cause I see how you rocking. Now, I mean. Plus, you got a magazine going on, so I want to let the people know the names and how to get a hold of stuff. What exactly the message and the mission is behind that?
Yo, the magazine is a joint venture that I got with Detroit's very own Mo Dirty. You know what I'm saying? He pretty much out there doing his thing, and in the Detroit area, you know, traveling, battle rapping. But we got together, got a magazine called Fourth Coast, and it's pretty much like the independent Double XL. You know what I mean? But, and everybody knows to get into those magazines is extremely expensive, whether if it's a page or just a quarter page. But with us, like, the most we charging is $1.50, $1.50, you know. But it's a special thing that's going on. For those that email me at ChristopherSmithShow.com, ChristopherSmithShow@gmail.com, pardon me. But if you mention Ms. K.O. or Mr. Music or anybody from Soda Pop Radio, I'm letting the full page go for $60-$70. Holla at me.
Yeah, y'all hear that? Y'all mention Soda Pop Radio, y'all gonna get a discount. What? Discount? People love discounts,
yeah,
don't they?
Pop. Only at Soda Pop.
Yeah, people love them discounts, eh? Y'all got it. Hey, y'all need to get at him if y'all want y'all. Hey, artists, this is specifically for you artists out here. For you to get out there, you got to invest in yourself. We talked about this all the time. That comes with radio advertising promotions. That comes with magazines. That comes with newspapers. That means flyers, all that stuff. That's all a part of your marketing plan. And one of the biggest two things are magazines. So at this point in time, you got a prime person right now on Soda Pop Radio that has a magazine that says if you mention Soda Pop Radio, you would get a discount to have a spread in the magazine. It don't get no better than that. Now tell me what other radio station is going to do that. Music, do you know?
I don't know, not a one, man. I'm still waiting on them. I will say some names, but we keep it all peaceful and unified over here, you dig?
That's definitely what we do. We definitely do keep it peaceful and unified. That's what we do. Now, y'all need to understand this. This is Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pops. Definitely we keep it popping. We might talk about your mama's mama. We might even talk about your baby daddy's daddy. Y'all never know what we're going to do on Soda Pop Radio because that's the way we do it. We raw on cut. And this is Through It All Thursday. And I'm telling y'all right now, I'm going through a whole lot of things. I ain't got my dog no more. Little Rolly done died on me. I can't find my truck. Now let me quit. This ain't no country shit. This is real nigga radio. It's Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop, Through It All Thursday. Mr. Music, what we like to do all the time, we always give back to the what?
We give back to the people, the artists, and the community, baby. You already know what time it is.
That's what we do. Soda Pop Radio. Now, I'm going to tell y'all about 9:30. I got some news to talk about Yellow Wolf having beef with somebody else. Y'all know, you know who Yellow Wolf is, don't you?
I know who he is. Matter of fact, he got that Trunk Music joint I was banging last year. I think he signed with Shady now, part of that deal with some other cats, man. Slaughterhouse.
Yeah,
Shady
2.0,
I believe the deal was called. Shady 2.0 deal.
Yeah, so I got some news coming on about 9:30. I'm going to go ahead and split it out about Yellow Wolf, some little issues he got with somebody or somebody got with him. We're going to go ahead and holler that about 9:30. So what we're going to do now is get back to this music from Mr. Music, Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops, Do It All Thursday.
There y'all have it, man. King Sean, Christopher Smith in the building, Mr. Music. Hey, yo, Beanie Siegel featuring Scarface, Miles Praying.
I just hear Mom praying, I just hear Graham saying.
Somebody ought to just reach out and
eight decades and 4 years and Graham still ticking. Look at Mom, still whipping, still keep a strap. Won't hesitate to get the kids whipping. Trying to make it to heaven, still living, make a visit. Stop by the weed spot, grab a dub. I know Graham's gonna have me a grub. I hit the front door, smell aroma of a pool cooking. My favorite, a pot of rice and her stew chicken. Hit the basement, holla at Uncle Doc. Nephew, where's new chicken? Weird news, what's your new mission? We busted up, he cold frontin'. I know this nigga wanna hold something. I know Graham's upstairs prepping for church. Matching up a hat, shoes, pocketbooks, and skirts. I break off some dubs so she can go see the preacher, man. Even though I know he false teaching, damn. All I hear is Graham's praying, I keep hearing my say. Shit. That's all I hear, but I'm praying, I keep getting grand safe.
Don't cry, mama, the baby boy didn't weather the storm. And I found peace right here in your arms. By the way, how you getting along? I know it's been tough, bearing the pain since daddy's been gone, but all in all, still stood tall and never shed a tear. I'm thanking God you're still here. Cause only heaven knows all my heartaches and setbacks. Going from a high school dropout to Chevrolet Wet Wax. I never gonna forget that. Look in your eyes when you told me that my grandfather died. It's like nothing had happened. And I'm knowing that you're missing, but to accept death is just a sign of a good Christian. And I've listened to your words, and I've lived it in life. And I take it step by step, but I'm taking it crank. Taking it crank, knowing I can't make it alone. You told me not to buy your new house because heaven's your home. And as hurt as I was, I had to smile with you. Thank God that we crossed paths to one strong sister. And I'm never gonna forget you. Heaven sent us an angel and the world gon' miss you. Mom,
all I hear Graham's praying, I keep hearing Mom saying, shit. That's all I hear Mom praying, I keep hearing Graham saying. I'm in love with two women, the one that birthed me and the one that birthed her. Know that you gotta hurt me before you hurt her or hurt her or hurt them or hurt me. I thirsty, the worst is death. Beat you niggas to a thirst's breath. Off with your head,
fuck
nigga.
That all-purpose vest.
I'm riding all out for Umi, Christian Kappa. Yo, I follow the path of the Sunni. What can I do but bow down and give offerings? For the lady with the softest skin, keep Instagram sucking me in, breaking me out of a change purse. Slash teacher, slash change nurse. One woman, 10 boys, 7 daughters, 3-story house with no supporter. Make you wanna get your life in order. Words from the oldest boy of your youngest daughter. All I hear Graham's praying, I keep hearing Mom saying, shit. That's all I hear is Mom praying, I keep hearing Graham say.
Somebody ought to just
coming back. In the beginning everything was cool, towards the end of it all it's all bad. I know I played my part in making it what it is, and I know that you did the same. I guess I'm up out of here, I'm moving on again. I'm sure that you will understand. I play by the rules, you play by the game. I couldn't have stayed, it's easier to say, cause I was by your side when you went through the pain. I guess it doesn't matter now that you're so far away. I can't believe that you're my way. Can't get you out of my mind, boy, you're out of my life. I can't believe that you're my way.
Soda Pop Radio, your boy Mr. Music, your boy King Sean, and of course our special guest co-host tonight. Hey yo, man, Christopher Smith is in the building, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. Extremely well. For the fourth time, third or fourth time, thank y'all, Minnesota, in general, for welcoming me. Like, and what's crazy is that I know Minnesota is rough. They had an extreme rough part, and I done seen and heard about people getting got bad things happening. But it's all love here. You know what I mean? I love Minnesota. Minnesota definitely showed the love back.
I ain't mad at
definitely,
you.
Definitely.
Before I go any further, man, I got to make sure that the people know tomorrow, man, your girl Fendi Red, the video vixen, will be calling in tomorrow, 9:30. Me and Maniac P, and I think King Sean, along with us, will be conducting that phone interview. It's going to be real live. You know, I got love for the Chi-Town. So, yeah, that's going to be a real good one tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in, man. Sean, how you feeling, baby?
Man, I'm good over here. I'm good over here. You know what I do best, like to network and do the thing and put people at risk. That's the way we do it on Soda Pop Radio. Do it all Thursdays, man. Hey, I got one half of my brain going through it all, and I got the other half of my brain on some networking stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how I do it, man. I guess we cut from a different cut, man. Music, man, we a different breed, man. Do you know that?
Man, they be trying to tell me, man, but I try to stay humble so much, I don't even try to think about it. Just try to take it one day at a time.
Man, they be telling me, I'm like, man, I don't do nothing. I just work. What are you talking about? I don't do nothing different than what anybody else do but work. That's it. We're cut from that different cost. But check this out. Man, I told y'all about 9:30 I was going to bring y'all the news about our boy Yelpa. I'm this early, so you know, I'm still going to do it right now, though. But everybody knows who Yellow Wolf is, right? Yellow Wolf is from down south. He got signed to Eminem's label. He got some bangers, and he can't spit. Now, there's this dude by the name of Lord Jamar. Music. Have you ever heard of him?
No, sir, man. Education. Now, I mean, tell me what the deal is, baby.
I ain't never heard of Lord Jamar ever before in my... I ain't never heard of this dude, but since they put it out there, I'm going to go ahead and do some research on Lord Jamar. Okay, so this article is coming from Andrew's Radio from Hip Hop EDX, right? It says, Lord Jamar has responded to Yellow Wolf's comments regarding white people in rap and homosexuality in hip-hop. Lord Jamar has threatened Yellow Wolf over recent comments. He also insulted Yellow Wolf, calling him an inbred. The brand... Oh! Lord Lamar, Jamar should have known he's from Brand Nubian. Duh! MC also directed an insult towards portion of Yellow Wolf supporters, saying some are redneck fans. Wow. What you think about that? What you think about that, music?
Man, motherfuckers need to stop hating, man. They need to keep their opinions to themselves sometimes, man, because I feel some of the shit they be saying, like he's saying that shit about Yellow Wolf. I bet you he won't drive down to Yellow Wolf where he at right now and say that shit to his face, man. That's how I feel about that, man. It's that fuckery shit I be talking about, man. Like, it's almost to me, like, even though he's talking directly to the nigga, sneak dissing because he's not in front of the nigga face to say this shit to him. But if Yellow Wolf and his man was to confront him right then and there, what would he really say right then and there? You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, now this is what he's saying on Twitter. This is what he said on Twitter. It says, fuck at Yellow Wolf and every one of his redneck fans. I bet y'all had romance to your little sister's pussy since you were 10, inbred. Wow. Is he really going that hard? For real? for real?
Man, I don't know about dude, man. Whoever dude is, bro, like, I'm not even, man. That's a lot to say about somebody when you ain't never seen them face-to-face as a man, so it's like... For me, at the end of the day, it's like, wow, man. My man Chris said he got something to say on that, though.
Like, I mean, for like just listening to that, you can tell that Lord Jamar, like, I've heard of his name. You know what I mean? I never met the guy personally. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell, like, just alone, he's either bored or just was looking at Yellow Wolf some type of way and feel the jealousy that he wishes that he was probably in Yellow Wolf's shoes right now. Because, like, at the end of the day, it's too, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's too many white rappers out there that he could have came at. You know what I mean? And to single out Yellow Wolf, there had to be some person that he personally felt, you know what I mean, or was feeling the same way. And I'm pretty sure Yellow Wolf didn't start that, especially to go in and use the race card.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. How he going to have the odd to use the race card? Like, for real, dude? I mean... Yellow Wolf is doing what he's doing. I think Yellow Wolf is cold. He cold. Let the man get his money the way he want to get his money.
Right. I mean, because look, you got the Mac Millers. He could have came at Eminem. He could have came at MGK. Like, you know what I mean, even the white dude that Young Money just signed, like, it's so many different white dudes that's out there getting it. You know what I mean? Look at the success Mac Miller has as an independent artist. You know, number one album in a while that you know, from an independent artist. So to move those type of units, it's so many ways or so many different people in that race that he could have called out. So, like, that was just something that planned a tag, or he probably got a DVD or an album or some special coming out to help promote it.
Yeah, you know, that hip-hop beef, you know, definitely always gets somebody some kind of rating. It does help with CD sales, don't it?
Yeah, like,
wow.
And that's crazy.
Well, like, I think you might need...
Huh?
I think you might need to write a book on these weak hip-hop beats that they be having.
Man. But also, though, like, you know what I mean, one of the things that I really want to do, I really want to shout out to Latina. She's a promoter as well. When we get off, I'm going to make sure y'all exchange her information so that way y'all could be able to tune in on Chicago level, because she's pretty big doing her thing down there. But one of the things that I want to announce here first, like, exclusively at Soda Pop Radio, is not only do I got the magazine, but I'm also working on my second book. So far, the name is called Alyssa's Beauty Within, and the concept is pretty much, it's about this girl who's insecure about herself, who runs into this guy who shows her her true beauty, but by the time that she finds out who she really is, she finds out that she has fourth stage breast cancer, which is true, because I have my own line called Smithwear, where I was able to connect my Smithwear bands, pink bands, to America Cancer Society, and the bands are going for $5. $1.50 is going to help find the cure for cancer.
That's what's up. We need those here in Minnesota so we can go ahead, man, bring them to Soda Pop Radio, man, so we can help you get them out. We need some Smithwear, man. Give away Smithwear.
Yeah.
We got Smithwear around here.
Man, I'm going to definitely leave y'all with some gifts, you know, for you, like, to call in or have special guests to win special prizes. Like, I'm going to definitely leave some here, you know.
Definitely that. Well, y'all know what it is. That was the news with Yellow Wolf. Y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. Y'all can call us and tell us what y'all think about this Yellow Wolf beef with, what is his name again? See, I don't even know. I can't remember the dude's name. And for him to have the audacity to come at Yellow Wolf. Oh, but that's his name is Lord Jamar. You was not no man. You might as well be just Jamar, because you're not no Lord. Because if you was a Lord, you know, you wouldn't even get into that little peon stuff if you was a Lord, man. Period. But hey, check this out. Like I said, the lines are open. Y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Press 1 to speak to the host. And definitely, if you got any questions for Christopher Smith on anything about his book, his magazine, man, hey, and he even do music, man, call in, let us know, and we'll get y'all to him. He right here on air. So you wouldn't have to go too far. It's just a phone call away. Man. Just call me whenever you need me. This is Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop, Do It All Thursday, and we're going to do what we always do, is get back to the music. You dig?
The way you treat me.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Yo, what's up? What you doing? Well, you should be listening to Soda Pop Radio, the station that pop, 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 pop. Tune in to me, your girl, your host of Way Back Wednesday. Yo, I don't think you heard me. It's Way Back Wednesday, so you know we playing the classics. Check me out, Golden Brown, because we hoes it down. Yep, 8:30 to 10:30 on Wednesdays on Soda Pop Radio.
What up, Twin Cities? It's your boy, Dino the Bambino. Hater Proof Customs, we in the building. Come check us out at 816 East 38th Street.
38th in Chicago.
We got logos, decals, signs, custom shirt printing, picture printing, vinyl lettering, one-hour tees, rest in peace tribute tees, screen printing. We got it all. And we welcome everybody. Churches, corporations, sports teams, fashion designers, entertainers, groups, squads, clubs, businessmen, or support your favorite team. Hater Proof Customs. If you can see it, we can do it. Call 612-367-4685. That's 612-367-4685.
Third Eye Entertainment presents the Crack It Up Comedy Tour, Sunday, November 17th, starring Def Comedy Jam's own Here, located at Willeski's Blue Saloon, 1638 Wright Street in St. Paul. Hosted by me, Chantel Singh. Music by KMOJ's own Dan Speak. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9 p.m. sharp. Sponsored by Haircut City Metro Wireless and Alara Associates.
Hey, what's up, Twin Cities? It's your boy, Pierre.
Also including comedian Do Nasty and T-Ray. For more info and ticket outlets, Urban Life, Digital City, and Earth, or 651-274-2953.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio. Y'all know
what's good, man. What's popping?
612-298. Say your name and where you calling from, baby.
Man, this your boy Ace K, man. I'm calling from the low winds of the north side. What's good?
What's good? Good. What's low good? Wind in the building.
What's popping?
You know it's through it all Thursdays, man. Taking you through it all from your left brain, maybe to your right brain, doing the damn thing. Maybe you need something to talk about. We here to talk about it, man. You got something to say?
Man, I see, man, we out here making moves, man. Free base. We we might be shifting out to New York this week. We might have to make a move in Illinois with my boy Unique. We might have to make a few of the moves at the Red Sea, a.k.a. the what, 316? Is that
316?
Right?
316? Yes, sir.
Yep. So, you know, I'm trying to holler at that. Let's go get it popping.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Tuttle out there in 316, the formerly known as the Red Sea, man. It is definitely going down there tonight. So if you ain't doing nothing after you get done with the show, maybe take your butt to the Red Sea and check out the little showcase they got there. Shout out to Tuttle, you dig.
Ace K,
man, when you gonna come to the show?
What'd you say?
Where you gonna be in the show, baby?
Shit, man. I'm gonna see what I can do tonight, man. I gotta get fresh real quick, and I'm gonna actually hit your line, Unique. You know what I'm saying? I got your number. I'm gonna hit you up.
I bet, bro. Let's get it in, my nigga.
For sure, man. Man, make sure you rip that shit tonight, bro. Put SMG on.
Yeah, right, for sure, my nigga. Hey, we definitely gonna get it pop. You gonna be there, right?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna slide through there, bro.
Alright, bet. Let's get it, my nigga.
Alright, man. I'm gonna hit you when I'm outside.
Alright, bet.
Thank you for calling in. Make sure if you wanna get on live with us, the number to call is 714-242-6167. Press that 1. Right now, we're going to that next caller, 708-545. Say your name, where you calling from?
Hey, my name Alphonse. I'm calling from Cali, but I'm from Harvey, Illinois. Smith, what's good?
What's
going
what's
on
good?
Down? What's been cracking? What's been cracking?
It's all love over here, baby. How you feeling, man? You call for your man, Unique?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Right here, right here.
What's good, my dude?
Unique. What's good? What you been on?
Man, just grinding, my nigga. I'm up here in Harvey World. I mean, my fault. I apologize. I'm up here in Minnesota. You know what I mean? Chilling on the Soda Pop Radio. Hey, this dude right here that just called Alphonse, like, so y'all know he's a hot producer. He's in Cali right now doing his thing. You know what I mean? And he just linked up with something really major. I don't know if I'm supposed to just tell him here out in public. You know what I mean? If he feels as though he want to tell him himself, he can live right here. You know what I mean? But this dude is doing his thing.
Yeah, yeah, coming straight from Harvey, man. I'm just out here grinding. Shout out to the whole SMG, man. Shout out to Smith. Shout out to Cash, Flocka, Will Raw. You know, Smith been doing it for a while, man. Like, he really grind. He out there doing it. For those who don't know, he out there grinding. You know, Smith, man. What tunes you performing tonight, man?
What's it called? I'm gonna just go through like I'm just gonna put like a couple verses together and throw a set together. But I got one of my dudes with me. He gonna rock the stage as well. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully, you know what I mean, Minnesota catch on. You know what I mean, love me as well, because I definitely got some club bangers.
That's what's up. Shout out to everybody in Minnesota too, man. For showing support and love, man. To my guy Smith, man. Real talk.
Yeah. Real love around here. Real love around here. Hey, I know it's all sunshine and weather in the Cali. I am a Cali boy. I am a Cali native, straight from Fresno through Portland to Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? And hey, shout out to my family out there in California right now. My auntie. Sorry, auntie. I wasn't down there for your birthday. You know what I'm saying? But I know you out there living it up. Shout out my sister. She's out there in California living it up. Definitely, man. To all my Cali swag people, man, hey, I'm a Northsider. So, you know, I'm a Bay Area nigga. So, yay. Shout out to the Yay Area.
That's what's up. That's what's up. The Smith, man, you know, we're going to have to make a few moves, man.
I already know, my dude. Enough said. Like, I mean, and I think the next move that we about to shut down is definitely going. If anybody ever hated on us, him, me individually, or anything around me, the next moves, whether it's my next move or his next move, is definitely gonna be feeling salty. Like, I feel as though that the haters just gonna kill themselves, literally.
They're gonna feel it. Haters
going
to be mad.
Enough said, my dude. Hey, Alphonse, like, you know what I mean? And if you can, like, one of these days you come through to Minnesota, you know what I mean? Hop on the station as well. It's all love, man.
That's what's up.
And I know you also got artists as well.
Yeah. I got a few artists out here that I'm working with, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in the studio this week, man. I'm going to send you some tracks, you know, let you hear them. Let me know what you think about them.
I bet. Hey, also, feel free, you know what I mean, I ain't trying to take over the station, but feel free to submit your music over here in Minnesota as well to Soda Pop. To me, this is the only radio station that I mess with in Minnesota. So, you know what I mean, if it ain't Soda Pop, then it ain't nothing.
Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to Soda Pop.
Yeah. That's love.
For real, shout out to Soda Pop.
They definitely show love. Huh?
That's what's up. I'm gonna send you something this weekend, man. I got you.
I bet. And I'm also send you their email so that way, you know what I mean, y'all can send like all y'all music or whatnot, so that way y'all can get the Cali play and put Minnesota on out there as well.
Okay, that's what's up. Hell yeah, I got you though, bro. Yeah, I already know.
I bet.
All right, for sure. Shout out to Minnesota, too, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Shout out to everybody out there, man. This is Through It All Thursday with your host, King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole, with my co-host in the building, Mr. Music. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. I got to say something about my dude right here. This nigga right here, man. But I definitely got to give a shout out real quick to my program director, man, Mr. Music Man. This man is a beast, straight up. This man do not sleep. Man, only reason why I sleep is because I got to get up in the morning and put kids on the bus. But this man literally does not really sleep, man. Hey, shout out to you, Music Man, for real, though, man, because you really do need a shout out, man, for real, because you doing your thing. And I see, hey, we know they watching.
Yeah, bro, they be telling me, like, hey, man, they watching, man, but I appreciate the love, man. Really, bro, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. I came to you on the internship. You're like, nah, man, you're going to be a DJ. Then 2 weeks, like, hey, you got the juice to be a program director, and here I am now. So shout out to you, too, man. Nah, I mean, without you letting me get this opportunity, none of this would be possible for me, dude. So it's all love, baby.
Hey, and I got to give a shout-out to the soda, man. If it wasn't for the soda, I wouldn't even be doing what I'm doing because I love the soda and I love my local artists. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be doing this soda pop thing. I wouldn't be doing nothing. But it's all for you guys, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but don't get me wrong. At the end of the day, I do need some loot. I got mouth to feed, and I be going through it all when I hear them whining, talking about, Daddy, I need this, and Daddy, I need that. I'll be like, well, Daddy ain't got it right now because Daddy ain't got paid yet. But, you know, shout out to Soda Man, because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be doing what I'll be doing right now. This is Through It All Thursday, and you in the building with us. Christopher Smith in the building. Man, this is an author, a CEO, a rapper. This, hey, man, this is a whole package. Is one y'all talking to right now. We got this man right now at the station on air right now. So y'all know y'all need to pick his brain. Y'all need to hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. Press 1 if you want to speak to the host, man, and ask this man some questions because he's young and he's getting it. And that's what we need to be. On Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop Music. What do we have for them? What are we going to bring next to them right now?
Since it's through it all Thursday, some of these motherfuckers kind of lost. You know what I mean? We hear about they shorties and they baby mamas and all that. We're going to go into Robin Thicke. You know what I mean? Lost Without You. You dig?
You dig? Lost Without You. Can't help myself.
Let me quit.
Soda Pop Radio. Radio Pop. Hey, this is dedicated to all y'all females out there, man, that be lost without it.
Tell me you don't want me to stop.
tell me it would break your heart that you left me in all my dirt. You wanna roll with me, you wanna hold with me, you wanna make eyes and get Norwegian world with me. I just love to hear you say it makes a man feel good, baby. I'm lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby?
Soda Pop Radio, your boy Mr. Music, Christopher Smith, King Sean in here. We got a call on the line, 267-992. Say your name and where you calling from.
It's your boy Cash Unstyled from North Philly.
Ooh, North Philly in the building.
Yeah.
North Philly. Cash, what's popping, my dude?
9 months staying on this music grind. You know what it is. I see you doing your thing all the time.
Thanks, my dude. Hey, same here. Hey, for the world that don't know, Minnesota, let me take the time to really introduce this dude. He's real close. I've been knowing this dude since he was a youngin. This dude has bars for days. Like, I'm telling you. Like, and it was crazy about him is that he's humble. He's mad talented. He got bars. Man, this man is a spitter. Like, the true definition of a spitter. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole North Philly. But that's, like, my second home away from home, you know what I mean, literally, you know what I mean. But it's crazy. Shout out to North Philly, J Street, you know what I mean, the whole, shout out to Germ, the Rillardale, you know what I mean, the whole
mm-hmm.
Man, I already know, man.
Yeah,
the
man.
Bang Out Boys, you know what I mean.
Yep.
You know what I mean, young
thing. Yeah, young ass, yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna definitely be out there, man. We're gonna definitely get it in again.
Yeah, I told you. Once you come out here again, I'm gonna set up a show. We got a show right at the Art Garage.
We definitely want to bring that shot flow down here.
And also, bro, you know what I'm saying? You're more than welcome to come up here to Minnesota. You know what I mean? Bring Minnesota to Philly. Philly bring Minnesota. Bring Philly to Minnesota, vice versa. You know what I mean? And the worldwide
True.
Connected.
That's what it is. That is what it is. We
got to
make these moves.
Yummy. We global, man. Yummy, enough said, man.
That's enough said. True. Hey. But, yeah, me and you, Chris, we got to do a track, too. We got to do a track, too.
Bro, hey, bro.
Remember
the
time
we definitely get on that. But hey,
right.
I know we probably on a time limit, but, Cass, can you please spit a hot 16 for these people? Let these people hear you, my nigga.
Is it cussing or no cussing? I got something right now.
Hey, cussing, man. Just go in, bro. Go in, my nigga. Let these niggas know. Why. I co-sign this dude. Like, real shit. I co-sign this guy, man. He's a hot spitter. Go ahead and spit that shit, fam.
I got y'all. I'm going to give you a 16. Listen, I said, deadline, flatline,
You hear my verses? Image mine as the end of time. I'm trying to eat and these artists looking like dinner time. I'm trying to get some green and yellow diamonds, lemon lime. Fuck a punchline, I punch in his face in the lunch line. Bitches crunch time, they saying they eating, I want mine. It's the bull cast, go where I want, change the forecast. My chopper named Tina, I'ma make that bitch all grass. Now I'ma spit the tech off when I let off, go in like a wreck ball. When I kill stages, write me a check off. Us bitch shit just like a Uzi, I'm riding in the Suzuki. My agent friend name was Suzu, he split you, I make him ooze you. You oozing, you close to losing your life, cause the flow is crucial. Spitting flows, that's unusual, beat the track up, fucking brutal. When the money here, you ride. When the war here, you hot. And that's some four heads, I'm North Philly's warhead, then lying.
Ooh.
Alright.
Cass Youngstar, man. Cass Youngstar, hey. Get to know the name. That hey, he got next. He definitely got next. And like I said, I co-sign this dude everywhere I go. Like y'all mean y'all gonna know who this dude is, man. Hey, wait, we gotta go to the next caller, boss.
I hit you up on the gram on Facebook and all that, bro.
All right, then. 312-387. What's your number? What's your name and number? Where you calling from?
313-287 number. Please say your name, where you calling from.
Detroit, Michigan. Detroit.
Yo, what up?
House. What up, though?
What's popping?
I want to know, can you go check my song out? I go by the name of Lil Quick. All
right. Yeah, we.
I got a song called 313 Quick on SoundCloud.
313 Quick on SoundCloud.
313 Quick.
313 Quick.
Yes, on SoundCloud.
So it's SoundCloud.com/313Click.
Yeah. All right, Ben, we definitely going to check it out, my dude.
All right, so you got Instagram, Twitter?
You can follow me at SmithSMG. You know what I mean? What's called? What, you a hospital too? Let me hear something.
All
right. Spit a hot 16.
I think the caller has dropped off on 313.
All right. We're going to go to that next caller then. Know what I mean? Keep it moving. 612-481. Say your name and where you calling from.
What's up, man? This is Big Show, man. Calling out of St. Paul right now, man. Just giving a shout-out to my guy, Soda Pop. Radio, man. I like what y'all doing. I'm just trying to see what's up, man. How y'all feeling, brothers?
Man,
how you feeling,
doing
man?
Good. Hey, y'all know it's my boy Joe. Hey, check this out, man. Hey, quit playing with him. Quit playing. Tell him what this is, man.
All right, it's MMG Pete. This is boy Big Joe, man. Stop on the vines, though, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Everybody think Big Zoe is a violent nigga, man, but I'm going to stop all the violence, nigga. I need y'all to come together to stop this violence, man.
Hey, if y'all don't know, this is the founder and CEO of Stop All the Violence. Definitely, our rocks will stop all the violence. Check this out. We definitely stop the violence, stop all the violence, and Soda Pop Ready definitely is putting a big-ass track together with some hot artists for what's been going on in Minnesota. So any other artists that want to get on this track for the Stop All the Violence track, please hit us up at sodapopradio@yahoo.com and go give them out your email address so we can get these artists in to get on this Stop All the Violence track, man. So shout out your email address.
But I'm just saying, man, y'all can go on Facebook and catch the Stop All the Violence on Facebook. Y'all can also email me at Lonzo61176@Yahoo, man. But real talk, man, that's a little bit. I want everybody to call in, man. Let's get this Stop the Violence track going, man. I'm guaranteed that track going to be that thing, man. We need that right now.
We definitely need that, y'all. So quit being scared. Put them guns down. Get your buddy in the booth and get on the Stop the Violence track. Hey, Y'all need to know that's what it's about. And this is coming from Stop All the Violence. Come on. We need to do this stuff. We need to come together because right now we are very divided right now. And we definitely, hey, man, I'm going to go ahead. Give a shot. Hey, shout out to Ty Crack, man. We're with you, bro. We're with you. We know you're here with us in the spirit. Shout out to Andy, too, right? Right? And Banks? Come on, y'all. Come on,
I just say, I say, shout out to all the fallen soldiers, man, all across the world right now, man. Time, man, definitely. Y'all need to get together, man. You know what I'm saying? We can argue, fuss, and do what we want to do, man. But when they come to kill him, man, taking another life, that shit ain't worth it, man. But what happened to the old days? Put them hands up, man. I see there's a lot of cats out here that's cowards, and they trying to fight, man. So I'm just saying, man, y'all see me on the streets, man. Y'all know who I am. We can all get together and do some shit and make it happen, man, and put this shit down. It's time to step this game up, real talk, man.
Definitely that, man. It is that time, and we need to bring this city together because right now the city is divided, and it ain't nothing but love coming from Soda Pop Radio. So y'all know what it is, and you know who we be, and you know how we do it. Mr. Music. Nothing
low
about it, man.
What's good? How you feeling?
Man,
what's happening?
What's happening, bro? And when it's that time, baby, come over to the station. I mean, MMDP Global. We global your bitch, Soda Pop Radio, King Sean, Mr. Music. Let's make it happen, you understand?
Man, I feel you, man. We definitely got it too, brother, for that, man. We're going to get together and sit down and make something happen, man. Real talk, man. Y'all don't understand. I'm tired, man. It's time for us to really get this shit together for real, man.
I hear you.
That's what's up.
Right.
That's what's up.
We appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right, man. Shout out to Soda Pop Radio, man. It's Big Zone representing MMDP Global. We global, you bitch. We up out of here. You feel me? What?
No doubt. So we're going to keep it moving right now with some more music for y'all out there. Usher, Nice and Slow. Let's go. Soda Pop Radio, King Sean, Christopher Smith. Let's get it.
Baby, tell me what you wanna do with me. Got a nigga feeling like Joe to see. Every time that you roll with me, holding me, trying to keep control of me nice and slowly. You know, never letting go, never messing up the flow. It's how the hook go, come on.
Let me take you to a place nice and quiet. There ain't no one that's a interrupt. Ain't got a rush. I just wanna take it nice and slow. I've been waiting for this for so long. Making love until the sun comes up, baby. I just wanna take it nice and slow.
Now baby, tell me what you wanna do for me.
Now tell me, do you wanna get free? Cause I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you like no one has ever made you feel. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you freaking like no one has ever made you feel, yeah.
Soda Pop Radio, your boy Mr. Music, you know what I'm saying? Got my man Christopher Smith in the building. Got my boy King Sean in the building. We got a caller on the line right now, 773-709. Please say your name and where you're calling from.
What's happening? What's happening? This is Jose, Logan Square, Chicago. What's to it, Chris?
Well, what's good, my dude? Humble Park, stand up. And what a lot of people don't know is that my rap career actually started in Humble Park. I used to take the red line. You know what I mean? To Kimball and Montrose, and then go on, and then just go over there, and then just kill shit. Shout out to Humble Park for accepting me.
Yes, sir. All day.
Shit, what was good, my dude?
Shit, my dude, just got out of work, you know, doing a 9-to-5 gig, feel me?
Hey, good looking for showing love. Hey, Minnesota that's tuning in, what's crazy about this dude right here is that, like, this dude is a poet. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people say that they poets and that they be on some woo out the band. But this dude really got some shit. And like I said earlier about my second book that's about to come out probably around April. If y'all don't mind, I'm about to read this poem that this dude wrote that he submitted for me to put in my book. That this poem is really deep. Like, it definitely touched me, man. It says, "Lonely is me, lonely I am. Everyone around me feels lonely I stand. On the brink of destruction, turn pearls into sand. Feels like I go backwards alone as I stand. Deaf to the sound, loud marching bands. In this room full of people, alone as I stand. Blinded by life, the cards in my hand. All I see is one ace, alone as I stand. Despite all the power carried by one man, in the midst of the darkness, alone he will stand." That's deep.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, shout out to my dude Jose, man.
Yeah.
Good looking.
Definitely.
Good looking, you know?
Definitely. You need to come down here.
Yeah, hey, he will be in Minnesota soon. Know that. Whether whatever it is that's going on with him, he will be in Minnesota soon to, cause like he's also working on a poem book too. So you know what I mean? So he's gonna be out here promoting. I'm gonna put him on a little promo tour. So he's definitely gonna get it popping as well.
Yeah. I got a couple of lines for you too, Joe. Some shit I've been working and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just a couple of lines. I can't give y'all the whole thing. You know, I gotta save something for somebody. You feel me?
Let's hear it, my dude.
Motivation is the key to success. So without motivation, the dreams are just dreamt. Am I right?
Wow.
True shit.
That's all y'all getting.
True shit, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. He's the truth. Like no racial, but to me, the way this dude be spinning, he's the Mexican Tupac or Puerto Rican Tupac. My fault.
Nah, I ain't even that serious. Nah, you know. Shout out to Pac.
Dude is a
beast. You feel me?
The dude be getting it in.
Just trying, my dude. I'm just trying in a world where people, you know what I'm saying, they kind of frown upon poetry within a man. You feel me? Like motherfuckers don't really harness
that.
They don't really harness that part of the culture, you know?
Bro, and that's why you here. We're going to put you on top. You're going to be rocking and rolling. So, you know what I mean? So look out for my man Jose. New book. You know what I mean? Right now it's probably untitled, but he's working on it right now as we speak. It'll be out probably sometime middle between the summertime or early beginning of next year.
Yeah. It's definitely a work in progress, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot written down, you know? It takes a while.
Yeah.
Nice little brainstorming, you feel me?
We already know. Hey, my dude, hey, definitely thanks for calling in, my nigga. Thanks for the love, bro, but we got the next caller, bro.
Of course. All right, y'all. Y'all be safe out there, man.
Yes, sir. Right,
man.
Hey, that man has some stuff.
Your boy King Sean, Mr. Music. Christopher Smith, you know what I mean? The author, the rapper, the magazine guy, the Mr. Everything, entrepreneur, hustler, grinder. You dig up and get with it, man. Right now, we're going to the next caller on the line. We're looking at a 708-833 number. Please say your name and where you calling from.
Yeah, it's your boy Crime from Minneapolis right now. I'm just calling to show some love to my man Chris Smith.
Yo, what's good, my dude?
Yo, it's popping, fam. I mean, if anything, you know I'd be there right now. But like I said, I got held up at work. But I mean, like I said, we're definitely going to get it cracking. Like I said, let them know what's going on with your book. I mean, it's definitely popping right now. I got my single in stores to loot. Like I said, nationwide, we check it out. But mainly, like I said, up to the man, Chris Smith. I mean, he put me on. I mean, seeing my potential and, you know, everything, you know, my work ethic, like I said, as far as the music and promoting. I mean, he definitely took me under his wing, you know, from day one. So it's definitely, you know, a day one guy, you know, to mess with. You know, I respect him, let him do the death, you know, so. I mean, definitely just, you know, Minneapolis, Minnesota, you know, just Minnesota as a whole. It's just, I'm up here right now for the, you know, take off with it. So SMG is, you know, it's pretty much heavy right now. So just, you know, be on the lookout. Like I said, I mean, you know, mess with Chris Smith hard, you know, definitely a loyal dude, definitely trying to help the next man. I appreciate that.
All right, no problem, my dude. Hey, but Minnesota, in case y'all don't know who this dude is, you know what I mean, this is definitely a part of my heart, man. Homo, no homo, whatever you want to call it. This is my dude, Crime, man. He definitely a hot spitter, man. Right, hey, bro, hey. But let me introduce this dude before he spit y'all a hot 16. This man right here, we definitely have been through hell and back, you know what I mean? And, like, dude definitely rolled with me from the beginning to now, you know what I mean? And it's like, it will only get greater. So, like, hey, bro, let Minnesota know why I fucks with you, why I co-sign you. You know what I mean? Let niggas know what it is. Salute the single in stores right now. Xbox Live store. You know what I mean? Go cop it if you ain't copped it. Go cop it again if you copped it. It's dope. You know what I mean? But, hey, spit a hot 16 from Minnesota, man. Let niggas know what it is, bro. All
right, what I said. Hold on. Let's see. Only pussy niggas think about it, but I don't got time to think, so I just be about it. I got my killing license. I hand it out to any nigga, now I got my dealing license. Yeah, I hate it when I'm feeling violent, cause I'm an ass. Beat your ass and then you see me smiling. Yeah, I'm so damn ridiculous. My swag is my swag. I'm sorry if I look conspicuous. And niggas already knowing they ain't fucking with the girls, so stop thinking that she going. Yeah, you better not let me see it, cause it lets me know your soul's feeling trapped and I'ma free it. They saying I'm a nasty ass lyricist. The deaf niggas hearing this, the paralyzed is feeling it. Tell me who you know is fucking with me. Spitting out bullets, got these motherfuckers ducking from it. Come on, SMG, LMG, let's go.
Yeah.
Hey,
Soda the Pop Radio. Wow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. You heard it first. That's SMG's very own Crime. You know what I mean? He right now in Minnesota. So, like, if you want to get a hold of this dude, I'll let him. You know what I mean? Facebook. Hey, shout out your information, B, so niggas can hit you up, bro.
Wait, you said what? Oh, yeah, definitely. Facebook, Jordan Crime, Lawyer Crime, spelled KRHYME. Instagram Crime _. Like I said, check me out. And everybody out there listening to my man Chris Smith, like I said, as long as you're following him, you're following me. So definitely a strong move, man.
Yeah. All right, bro. Hey, yo, hey, thanks for calling in, my nigga. Shit, but we finna get shit popping off of here. Yeah, I'm gonna see you later on tonight, right or not?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah, just hit me up, bro, whenever you're done there.
All right, then.
All right.
Yes, yeah, King Sean. King Sean, I know you're still over there, but I got a question for you, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know, when we bring artists here, we usually ask them stuff about the industry and stuff to prepare themselves, man. Before we play this last song by T-Pain, I'm Sprung, man. What do you want to ask him about, anything about artistry or him himself, man? I know you got something for him. He's been kind of quiet tonight.
Yeah. Let me see. So we know you write books. We know that you have a magazine. We know that you are also an artist. Okay. All that is all in the entertainment world. What, as an artist, no, as hold on, I'm going to put it like this. As a conglomerate, because that's what you are in one, you know what I'm saying, a conglomerate. What do you think artists need to do to put themselves out there to looking for as not just an artist but a conglomerate?
The first thing that I would personally say is just be them. Like, a lot of artists nowadays is on some follow the leadership and try to be what's popping. We're trying to follow what's popping. And it's like, what I tell everybody that's around me is that what's popping today ain't going to be popping tomorrow. So, like, you know what I mean? And it's vice versa. What's popping tomorrow probably wasn't popping today, so you never know. So it's always best to be yourself, you know what I mean? And never take no as a destruction, because a lot of people get told no, and they all of a sudden think it's the end of the world. A lot of people quit, get discouraged. But it's like everybody's been told no. Michael Jordan's been told no. Eminem been told no. Wayne been told no. But he kept going and kept fighting. And look at him now. It's living proof that faith do pay. You know what I mean?
Yep. Good answer. So y'all artists out there, you already know that you will get the door slammed on you a million times, but it only takes one damn door for you to walk through.
Yeah, and honestly, bro, I'm living proof that can happen. Like, it's been so many things that I've asked for help for, you know what I mean, and people just said no or didn't have faith in me. But, like, I put faith in myself and in God, and then, you know what I mean, I'm here today and sitting in front of y'all telling y'all my story.
That's what's up. Music, what you got for him?
My question for you is, man, because, you know, you in Chicago. We in Minnesota over here, Soda Pop, which is still the Midwest, man. We have a hip-hop unity issue in Minnesota, man. I want to know, is it the same thing in the Chicago area where you at? And if it is, what do you think the issue is, or why it's not breaking as mainstream, or unity isn't taking the movement as far as it needs to be, whether for Minnesota or the Chicago or the Midwest as a whole?
I mean, personally, like, hate is everywhere. It's not just in Minnesota. It's not just in the Chicagoland area. To me, when you look back at the United States history, this country was pretty much built on hate and, like, violence. You know what I mean? But as far as hate amongst each other, I think that right there just pretty much has to do with egos, to where people just think that they better than the next man, or think that they don't need help when everybody has room for improvement, you know? And it's like, a lot of people don't want to accept that fact. So, like, if anything, it starts with us. Like, you know, once we show us as who we are today, like, we show that it's all right to ask for help, or it's all right to care for people, that we could definitely, like, make a movement or make a change and show people that it's a different way than just to hate on the next man, because life is too short to hate. You know what I mean? You hating on the next man ain't finna put no check in your pocket. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. You sure right. Well, y'all heard it from the man himself, Christopher Smith, a conglomerate in itself. And he's about that time. We're going to start off with our host, our guest right now, for Shots Out, man. So we're going to have to start with you, Chris. Give your shots out before we get into this last song of the night.
Alright, first of all, I want to shout out to my homegirl Latina. Shout out to my dudes Cash Blocker, Real Raw, Crime, Lil Anxious. Shout out to my dude King Kong. Shout out to Shekademics. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole SMG logo. The whole SMG team. Shout out, first of all, shout out to Miss KO, Mr. Music, the whole Soda Pop. You know what I mean? Yeah. Thank you once again for the millionth time today. It's an honor to be up here, man. Shout out to DJ Northstar as well. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah, shout out to my dude Iggy. My dude Aaron, you know what I mean? He couldn't be here right now. But him and his brother, you know what I mean? They got a music scene that's popping off. I'm going to exchange numbers with you guys so y'all can get them popping as well. Because, you know what I mean? Y'all big over here. And it's like, there's so many radio stations out here in Minnesota. But this right here, this Soda Pop is official. Like, it ain't no closet, bedroom, duct tape, microphone, toaster, studio. I mean, this right here is official, man. I feel like it's home, man. So, like, definitely love, man. So, like, if people don't know, mark my word that by the end of this year, we only got 1 month left, that y'all going to definitely hear some people call in and want their personal interview for the Soda Pop, bro. The Soda Pop,
yep.
You know what I mean? It's definitely going to be the new movement. And if they don't know by the end of this year, 2014 definitely going to be our year. And I'll put that on my name. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what I feel here. Y'all heard that. Soda Pop is on the move, man. We just do what we do. We stay in our lane and do what we need to do for our locals and everybody else that's trying to come up in this world, man, and is going through the struggle. We support y'all. Definitely that.
Hey, hold on. Before I pass the music, please, y'all, stop the hate. Because you see these niggas at Soda Pop is living y'all dreams. Like, y'all, if anything, congratulate these people, man. Shake these people's hands. Maybe they'll help you out sooner or later. You know what I mean? Because, like, all y'all just mimicking us. You know what I mean? Soda Pop, I'm a part of Soda Pop, so y'all pretty much is just mimicking us. Try a little bit harder. Maybe next year or something, y'all probably be on our level. But, you know what I mean? Y'all already know what it is, man. Chris Smith, Unique the Kid. Shout out to my dude, Iggy. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole team, Miss KO, Latina. Here go Mr. Music right here.
Yeah. It's your boy, Mr. Music. You know what I mean? First off, I got to thank that dream team. You know what I mean? God, my mother, my grandmother, without that team right there, nothing is possible. Matter of fact, I definitely got to give a shout-out to my Soda Pop team. First and foremost, the CEO, my boss, King Sean, you dig? Hey, yo, what up, Golden Brown, King Reckless, D1, K-Cast, Soybean Sawyer, you know what I mean, Maniac Pete, you know what I'm saying? Christopher Smith, you know what I mean? Hey, yo, Miss KO, you know what I mean? Lady E, Elite Global Management, Lifeline Entertainment, man, we all in this thing, man. I ain't got too much to say, man. I'm out, baby.
Yeah. Hey, you know who it is. King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do the Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole in the building, man. I give him first and foremost a shout-out to God, because without him, I wouldn't be here trying to do what I do today. Second of all, shout-out to my kids, all 20,000 of them. Now, let me quit. You know, I ain't got 20,000 of them. But no, shout-out to all five of my kids. I love y'all. Without y'all, I wouldn't be doing what I do. I'd probably be in the streets, really, going tough. Definitely shout-out to my baby moms. I love y'all. Love y'all too. Y'all already know if y'all need me, I'm gonna be there. Hey, you know, hey, shouts out to my dream team, man. If y'all ain't understanding, I love my crew, man. My crew is a dream team crew, man. I couldn't put nothing together better. Shouts out to y'all. That's all I gotta say, man. Y'all do y'all thing, and individually, y'all do y'all things. Hey, individually, my teams are some beasts. Y'all better get with us. I'm trying to tell y'all, because if y'all don't, what's understood don't need to be explained. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Keyshawn, a.k.a. Mr. Do the Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole. Through it all Thursdays, I'm back in the building. Yes, it's back in the building. It's going to get better. It always get greater later. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I guess I got to say, I'm going to do what we do best, is get back to the music. Soda Pop Radio,
Radio Pop,
and we up out of here.
Hey, bro, let me say one more thing real quick, man. It's a lot of drama out here on Facebook and Twitter with me and Sean and all this other stuff. What station is doing this and doing that? If y'all feel what we're doing to y'all other radio stations is a threat, step your game up and do some innovation. That's what the fuck me and Sean did. That's all I'm going to say, man, because a lot of hate out here that is all because of what we got going on, man. So y'all need to step y'all game up, support these motherfucking artists out here, and stop acting like bitches for your own pocket. I'm gone.
Yeah. You dig?
Thoughts got me doing things I'll never do. If you ain't been, I'm telling you,
I'll sprung.
Thoughts got me doing things I'll never do. If you ain't been, I'm telling you,
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.